Good morning. It's nice to be with you again in the absence of Pastor Kevin. I thought I'd take this opportunity just to update you because many of you are asking anxious questions about the building project. And I want to assure you that we haven't forgotten. Since March, when you voted, 90% of the members voted to proceed with the project, we have presented sketch plans that SP has been preparing over the last 2 years with input from many, many people. We presented those sketch plans to a builder. The builder's name is Spaceframe from out in Murarrie. And about 3 weeks ago, they provided to us the initial plans and a price. Right now, we are in intense negotiations with them just to get the design right. At the same time, the United Elders have appointed three teams. A building team led by SP, a funding team led by Derek, and a communications team led by Pastor Kevin. One of the awkward things at the moment is that half our leaders are on holidays overseas, and it's just really quite awkward, and we feel a little embarrassed that we're not communicating with you as you deserve. But the moment SP gets back and Kevin gets back, my role as senior pastor will be to meet continually with these three teams to move things forward. This week, I was asked to write a report for the annual general meeting. I thought that I'd got beyond all that, but then I sat in the office and I wrote a couple of pages from the point of view of the senior pastor. And I want to tell you, I got really excited about when I thought back about where God has led us over the last 5 years. And while I was doing it, out in the car park was a drilling team. And I've been involved with many building projects over the years. And when the soil tests are done, that's the first thing that you know that things are really going to start to happen. So a team was here last Friday. They dug six big deep holes in different parts of the property. And those tests will now go back to a geological engineer who will determine just what's down underneath there. And that will determine for the builder what sort of foundations are needed. And he can't give us a firm price until he's got the results of the soil tests. So we hope that within a month we'll have a clear price. We've got some very exciting sketches and drawings and perspectives that we'll be presenting to you. So please pray with us. The next 6 months, the builder has said it will take about 6 months for the development application to the Brisbane City Council. So that would take us to Christmas or early next year. He's also told us that it will take 28 weeks to do the entire project. That's amazing, 28 weeks. But what's going to happen is the moment we say go, he'll put a big fence around this entire property and we won't have access to it. So all of you who are in different ministries relying on this building, we'll be guiding you through this process, but you'll have to start thinking about how you're going to operate. Now, the exciting thing is that we've been dealing with Springwood Church of Christ. Springwood Church of Christ is a lovely church. The senior pastor, Jeff Charles, has been there for 30 years, and in the last few months, he and his administrative assistant have become really good friends, and they are doing everything they can to help us. It was this builder that built Springwood Church of Christ. 2 weeks ago, their elders met and voted to allow Southside International Church to use their church while our church is being built. Now, that's incredible, because we've been thinking we'll have to find a factory. I know some people from Rochdale Baptist, and I'm sure Brian would know this story, but 20 years ago, they did a big building project, and they had multiple services, and they went and met in different places, and it really wrecked their church. By the time they came back to their new building, the whole ministry had disappeared. And one of the things that's on my heart and the heart of your pastors and leaders is that we don't want to just concentrate on this building project. We want to keep concentrating on Jesus and the ministry and get this thing over and done with as quickly as possible so that we can get on with serving the Lord. Amen? So that's where we're at. If you've got any questions, feel free to ask, and we'll be happy to answer them as best we can. But in the next few weeks, things are going to hot up around here. And it's going to be exciting. I met this week with a number of people who are dreaming about how to use the new facilities as a training facility. And there are people in this church who have a real burden for refugees and for migrants. There's another person who has a 15-year burden on his heart to start a new congregation here for disabled people. There are two people that I've spoken to just this week who'd love to use our facilities as a convention centre and actually give us an income stream and help pay for the whole thing. So there's some very, very wonderful things happening. And my heart, I've got all, you know, I'm an ideas person, but I'm just saying, Lord, if any of this is going to happen, you must raise up the right people who have a passion and who have the skills to put this into practice. So let's be praying that God's hand will just be over the whole thing as we proceed. But I want you to know, after all these years of dreaming about this property getting tidied up, I'm excited.